A new outbreak of the Ebola virus is still spreading in Uganda. It began 2 months ago, and Uganda's Ministry of Health reports at least 56 people have died from the virus. To contain it, two key districts in Uganda have mandatory quarantine rules, and they have sent kids home early from school for the winter break. Let's get an update now from Jason Rizzo. He's emergency coordinator at Doctors Without Borders in Kampala, Uganda. Jason, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
This outbreak began September 20th. More than 140 cases, more than 50 deaths. How widespread is this outbreak?
So it's a good question. I mean, the outbreak is definitely more widespread than what we have seen in previous Ebola outbreaks in Uganda. I believe the last outbreak, the country was looking at only 3 to 4 districts that had confirmed cases. We are now currently at 9 different districts that have been affected with confirmed Ebola cases in the country.
And what do you know of the mortality rate this time around?
So currently, we are looking at 142 confirmed cases, and as of the 27th of November, 56 deaths. So that puts the case fatality rate at around 40%. However, when you take into account the probable deaths that are linked to this Ebola outbreak, then you're looking at a case fatality rate that is hovering around 50%, which is pretty in line with what you see in other Ebola outbreaks, particularly with this strain of the virus. This is the Sudan strain.
Okay, and I do want to ask about this strain, this Ebola Sudan strain. What do we know about it? Does it respond to treatment? Is there a vaccine?
Yeah, so this is a really good question. You had 3 or 4 years ago in the Democratic Republic of Congo another Ebola outbreak. Now, that was the Zaire strain of the virus. But during that outbreak, there was a possibility to take different treatments that were under studies, clinical trials, and the results of those trials were that they were indeed effective tools against Ebola, but it was only for that particular strain. So what we're looking at here in Uganda today with the Sudan strain of the virus is that you don't have any proven treatments or vaccines that are currently existing. Now, that being said, there are other ways that we are looking at responding. We know that as soon as somebody starts exhibiting symptoms, number one, they become infectious and they can potentially transmit the virus to other people. But also importantly for them, the more that they present at a healthcare facility, an Ebola treatment center, they drastically increase their chances of survival.
So then how do you treat someone who comes in?
The treatment involves managing the symptoms of the disease and providing intensive care. So here we're talking about compensating for fluid loss, supplying oxygen if that's necessary, monitoring blood and heart conditions, basically buying your immune system enough time to manage the disease on its own.
Finally, Jason, what is the risk going forward to the wider region in East Africa and beyond?
I would say at the moment we're seeing a lot of positive signs. Outside of the most recent case that was reported 2 days ago on the 27th of November, there haven't been any other confirmed cases within the last 2 weeks throughout the country. So that's a really positive development, and we hope to see that trend continue. Now, that being said, what we know from past outbreaks is that you can have a very low level of confirmed cases popping up here and there, and then it can spike again. This is particularly concerning here in Uganda because we know that there are several pieces of the epidemiological puzzle that are missing and that we're trying to have a better understanding on. So we're talking about people that were direct contacts of previously confirmed cases, and as well trying to then better understand the chains of transmission. If we can understand that, that'll help us go a long way in determining where we are in the evolution of the outbreak and whether we're looking close to an end or if we have a while to go.
Yeah. While your team learning on the fly and treating people with as many tools as you do have. Jason Rizzo is with Doctors Without Borders in Uganda. Jason, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.